It's game day. And this is the home of Scottish football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good afternoon and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we welcome back the Premiership Sundays that follow Europa League Thursdays. It's Flag Day at Ibrox as Rangers welcome Motherwell. Celtic are looking to shake off a poor record at Livingston when they head east. And it's United who have the bragging rights after a narrow win in the Dundee Derby. I'm Gordon Duncan. Joining me in the studio is Alex Ray, Gordon DL, and Hugh Keevans.
A flag will be the focus of attention at Ibrox. A philosophy will be under scrutiny at Livingston. Celtic haven't won at the Tony Macaroni in any of their last four league games there. That's got nothing at all to do with Ange Postecoglou. He wasn't even in the country at the time, but he is now. And scoring three but losing four to Real Betis on Thursday night means another test of Ange ball this afternoon. Steven Gerrard's side weren't any better in their Europa League tie against Lyon, losing 2-0, so can Motherwell breach security at the back when they're at Ibrox?
Yeah, we've got a big afternoon of football, Gordon. Obviously get off and running with the Dundee Derby, a terrific result for Dundee United at home. A late winner by Hearts secures the 3 points, but it's all about what Rangers and Celtic do this afternoon. As much as with all the focus is on Rangers and Celtic, I'm just going to put one out there. If Motherwell win this afternoon, they can go top of the league.
Well, wow. He's come out with one early dose there, Gordon. Dundee Derby, Dundee United taking the bragging rights up there. Rangers have to negotiate a difficult afternoon with Motherwell, and Celtic have to go on the travels. Hugh touched on it. I think it's nearly 7 months since the last one on the road, so a lot of good football ahead.
Consequence
today
of that Dundee Derby result, Alec, last thing that Stephen Glass needs to hear, that puts Aberdeen into the bottom six and Dundee United take their place in the top six. So after yesterday's result against St Johnstone, last thing Stephen Glass needs to hear.
We're used to this routine by now: Europa League Thursdays, Premiership Sundays, and big games at that, three of them. We'll give you the story of the Dundee Derby in the not too distant future. We've got plenty of time to look back on that. We'll hear from the managers as well. Of course, we're about to turn our attentions to the 3 o'clock games, so you can stay in touch all afternoon on Twitter at ClydeSSB. And later on, when it's all said and done, it'll be over to you to let us know what you made of it on the open line. So stay tuned for that coming up at the usual slot at the weekend of 5 o'clock. But in the meantime, let's look at today's football. Some fantastic games coming up. Let's head east first and go to the Tony Macaroni Arena for Livingston against Celtic, where Mark Wilson is alongside Alison Conroy.
Good afternoon from the Tony Macaroni Arena. It's four changes for Celtic after that defeat to Real Betis on Thursday night. And the big standout headline is that Bolly Bolingoli is back in the Celtic lineup. It's his first appearance since August 2020, when, of course, he broke those COVID regulations. Lila Bada comes back into the team as well. Stephen Welsh is in, and it's a first start for James McCarthy for Celtic as well. So I'll give you the Celtic team first. It'll be Joe Hart in goal, a back four of Josip Juranovic, Cameron Carter-Vickers, Stephen Welsh and Bolly Bolingoli. Then it'll be three of Tom Rogic, James McCarthy and Tom Rogic. Then it'll be Jota and Leila Bada supporting Albion Ayeti up top. On the bench, Bain, Scales, Sorrow, Beaton, Johnson, Montgomery and Ralston. For Livingston, three changes for them this afternoon. It's Max Stryak in goal, a back four of Nicky Devlin, Ayo Obalai, Jack Fitzwater and Jackson Longridge. Then the five of Jack McMillan, Jason Holt, Ben Williamson, Adam Lewis and James Penrice. Up top for Livy, it's Andrew Shinney. On the bench, Bardon, Montano, Kelly, Pittman, Anderson, Bailey and Forrest. Your referee for this one is Ewan Anderson. Mark Wilson, let's start with the Celtic team. There are four changes, but the one, as I say, that stands out, Bolly Bolingoli backing that team.
Yeah, I mean, an absolute huge surprise when we turned up here and found that Bolingoli was back in the side. I mean, going forward for Celtic, I think the Celtic fans will be quite happy that Ange Postecoglou is sticking to his philosophy of attacking football, sticking with a front line of Yeti, Abada, Jota, and then you've got Rogic and Turnbull in the midfield. So very attack minded. Good to see McCarthy coming into the side for his first start, but it's the reshuffle at the back I think will cause some concerns for Celtic fans. Although Juranovic and Carter Vickers survive, it's another reshuffle. Juranovic goes to his more preferred right back position. Welsh, who I said yesterday I thought was a bit hard done by, that he dropped out the side, And he's back in this afternoon. But Bolingoli, certainly the standout one. You know, not played for Celtic for over a year. How will he take to today? Because, make no mistake about it, today's a big test on this pitch where Celtic have struggled in the past with different managers, different players, different styles. They've always struggled to get a result here today. And looking at Livingston and the way they've lined up, they are going to be very defensive-minded. It's going to be difficult for Celtic to break through, so they've got to be on top of their game.
So that is the headlines here from Livingston. Four changes for Celtic and the return of Bolly Bolingoli.
OK, let's set the scene at both games first, and then we'll go over some of the talking points with the guys. It is Flag Day at Ibrox. A delayed party there, of course. Motherwell, the visitors, looking to spoil that party. Andrew McLean has team news.
Well, Rangers unfurl the Premiership winner's flag ahead of today's clash with Motherwell. Traditionally, that takes place before the first home game of the season, but the Ibrox side wanted to do it in front of a full house, which is what they'll get today. Steven Gerrard didn't get too down about their loss here to Lyon on Thursday. It was a huge test for them, but it does come with its casualties as well. Ryan Kent picked up a hamstring injury and is unavailable, while Alfredo Morelos is only fit enough for a place on the bench. Results went their way yesterday, with Hibs and Hearts both dropping points. So a chance for Rangers to open up a 3-point gap at the top of the table today if they manage to get the win. But Motherwell are no pushovers. 10 points from their opening 5 matches. They've won their last 3 as well. Graham Alexander will be very happy with their start to the campaign so far. As for team news, Alan McGregor starts in goal for Rangers. The back four, James Tavernier, Connor Goldson, Jack Simpson and Borna Barisic. The midfield 3, Stephen Davis, Glenn Kamara and Joe Aribo. Scott Wright, Kemar Roof and Fashion Sakala, the front 3. The substitutes, McLaughlin, Balogun, Bassey, Lundstrom, Bakuna, Arfield and Morelos. As for Motherwell, Liam Kelly starts in goal for them today. Stephen O'Donnell, Yohani Oyala, Bevis Mugabe and Nathan McGinley are the back 4. The midfield 3, Callum Slattery, Mark O'Hara and Liam Grimshaw in there as well. The front 3, Kane Woolery, Kevin Van Veen and Tony Watt. The substitutes for the visitors today, Fox, Lamy, Maguire, Amal Azor, Crawford, Donnelly and Roberts.
Alex Ray, it is Flag Day, a big expectant home crowd. What type of occasion are you expecting at Ibrox?
Yeah, I'm expecting it to be really lively, Gordon. You know, it's been a long time coming. The fans will be in the stadium. I think it was a right decision by Rangers to actually do that because of the time gap. And I think, listen, going back historically, they're really special occasions. And I think it's a moment to share with the fans and the players, but then they have to get down to business, Gordon, because it's important. As Andrew says there, you're looking to try and get that 3-point gap at the top. Even though they haven't hit the heights of last year, it's important to start kind of motoring on.
I mean, we knew team changes would have to come for Rangers because Ryan Kent was certainly out and Alfredo Morelos was probably out. So what do you make of the team that Steven Gerrard's chosen?
Yeah, listen, I said, I think one of the surprises at the back is Simpson coming back in. I thought Balogun was absolutely immense the other night. I thought he was one of the guys that came out with kind of flying colours. He was very aggressive. It's an opportunity to get another look at Simpson. I think a lot of people are still undecided, Gordon. They've had a couple of little moments within games. I think he's kind of coasted through games, and then there's moments where he kind of looks a wee bit suspect. So it'll be interesting to see him today. The midfield 3 takes care of itself with Davis, Aribo and Kamara. This is a real opportunity for the Rangers fans to see the two wider guys, Wright and Sakala. What they're going to bring to the table. You know, there's been question marks about them. They've had moments where Wright's come in and actually done more bad in terms of impact, but it's an opportunity for them to try and cement a position in the team.
Yeah, there's a bit of freshness in that Rangers side, you've got to say, from that front 3 that we're used to, Gordon. No Kent, no Morelos. Give Sakala and Wright. I'm been impressed with Wright every time I've watched him playing. If I was Motherwell and you look at Graham Alexander going along there, good confidence, won their last 3. And I said jokingly, but if they do go and get a result, which is possible, they go top of the league. So they've got something to play for as well. They went attacking. You know, it's not like they've picked a team to defend. They're going to have a go. I'm with Alec here in the sense that I think the jury's still out in Simpson. Van Veen has been brilliant for Motherwell. He is a handful. If I was Motherwell manager, I'd be saying, go and test yourself against Simpson. Go on to him and play on him. But you still look at Rangers' side. It's very strong. It's full of talent. And it's going to be a difficult day.
I mean, Hugh, this is a Rangers team who, yes, most people say that they have not quite hit the heights of last season, but they played 19 league games at Ibrox last season and won every single one of them. Motherwell, in fact, were one of the teams that almost rattled them a little bit. They went ahead early on and only held out till about the 70-something minute. But yeah, regardless of who's missing, Rangers are massive favourites for games like these.
I take the view that, of course,
if you are unable to play Morelos and Kent from the start, then you are at something of a disadvantage. But I stress something, because in good times, if the Rangers fans come on here and say, we have two players for every position, if not three, then you're only utilising the squad that you have today. Yeah, of course, Scott Wright and Sakala might not be automatic first picks, but today they are, and I don't think that Rangers are seriously undermined.
Yeah, I still think it's a very strong Rangers side. That's what the manager wanted. He wanted a strong squad. It gives the opportunity at home on a very important day for Rangers and their supporters. So it gives these players an opportunity to go out there and stake a claim for a place. It is a very strong Rangers side. I think this will be a very good game. I think they've got to be at the top of their game as well, because Motherwell have got players that can hurt them. And if the Motherwell get something and, you know, defend well, they could make it difficult for Rangers. But you look at the midfield as well, Kamara, Davis, Aribo in there. You'll have the threats from the right back, Tavernier, and Barisic down the left. So it is going to be difficult. Of course, you need a bit of luck. You need Rangers to be off form, a bit below par, to get something. But I still say Motherwell go in there with a lot of confidence on the back of three wins in the bounce, Gordon.
Mark Wilson, although you're at Livingston Celtic today, you played on Flag Day numerous times. What type of occasion is it? What does it add to a football match?
Yeah, it's certainly a party atmosphere, a celebration more for the fans than as the players, if I'm honest. I didn't particularly like it, you know, the whole ceremony before it. I think the players will just want to get out there and get the job done. But I think Rangers have done the right thing in respect that they've held it off until they can get supporters in to actually celebrate the achievement. But for the players, like I say, when the warm-up has been done, you can see the stage and things being set up, and it can sometimes distract you. So I was never a big fan of it, Gordon. I just wanted to get there and get the game started as soon as possible.
Mark Wilson, there was also a school of thought back to the game that you're at today, that you had more chance of returning at fullback for Celtic than Bolly Bolingoli.
Yeah, there is truth in that. I mean, it's amazing. It just shows you where Celtic are in that position, that left back position. And I mean that in the greatest respect to Bolingoli, but I don't think any one of us could have ever thought that there was a way back for him at Celtic after breaking the COVID protocols and then, you know, going out on loan, and we thought that was the end of him. And with Taylor being injured, I expected, you know, Juranovic to stick there and Ralston to stick it right back, or Montgomery to play there. So Bolingoli must have impressed Ange Postecoglou in training over the weeks to even find himself involved with the first team squad again, never mind start this game. But listen, it's a huge game for him to be pitched in, and another reshuffle of that back four. And it's always a dangerous thing when you continually reshuffle your back four. You struggle to get consistency. And I'm sure David Martindale will be in the dressing room just now telling his players that this is an opportunity to get at Celtic's backline. Even though they do look defensive themselves, the way they're going to line up, there are opportunities to get at Celtic at the back.
You wonder though, given the schedule that Celtic have at the moment, and given that they are a bit threadbare, they've got injuries, they don't have as deep a squad as they would like coming out of that transfer window, is it possible that Anthony Ralston needs a bit of a rest, Adam Montgomery needs a bit of a rest, so Juranovic has to play right back, and ultimately the hand is forced a little bit in having Bolingoli return?
Well, to be honest, I mean, we're early into the season, and I get there's a lot of games coming up, but unless Ralston's carrying a knock,
it was out, remember, if you bear in mind over the international break and a lot of speculation about why he wasn't called up to the Scotland team and so on. So he was clearly struggling during that period.
Yeah, well, probably take that into consideration. And he did look like he was cramping up at the end of the game on Thursday. So maybe it's understandable, but it just shows you how important it is to get business right in the summer transfer window. Everybody knew Celtic needed players in, they needed them in quick. The left-back position was one that was always up for question. And they didn't particularly fill it. You know, they waited a long time. Taylor played a lot of games. Montgomery, I think, has been impressive. They sorted the right-back position with Juranovic, who can cover both. But Bolingoli coming back in, I don't think any Celtic fan arriving at the stadium here expected that this afternoon.
Yeah, Hugh Keevans, it's his first game. for Celtic since that infamous day against Kilmarnock, and we all know what happened thereafter. He has incidentally since then played against Man United twice, PSG and Leipzig during a loan spell last season, but back in the green and white of Celtic.
Let's get the moral question out the way first of all. There were many Celtic supporters who came on here 2 years ago when he committed his offence and said they didn't want to see him in a Celtic jersey again. He did endanger other players, his own teammates and the Kilmarnock players together. But at the start of the programme I said that Celtic not having won at Livingston in the last four visits there was not Ange Postecoglou's fault because he wasn't even in the country. Well, Ange Postecoglou wasn't in the country when the pandemic started and Bolingoli had his fall from grace. So I think that Ange Postecoglou reserves the right to say, look, he's a Celtic player. He is mine to choose or not to choose as I see fit. And he has chosen fit to put him into the team today. I think Ralston clearly is not fit to start the game. And I also think that Montgomery is a fine talent and I'm not sure why he's not starting the game. For me, it's okay to put Bolingoli back in. However, his one fault is he's not a very good player.
No, I disagree with that, Hugh. I think that's a bit harsh on him. You don't play against the teams in the level he's played at if he's not a good player. He may sometimes not defend particularly well. I know that Mark, I don't think Mark's a big fan of him either.
Well, we've not seen much in a positive sense in a Celtic shirt. Yeah, you'd agree with that, though.
But I think obviously you've got to trust in the Celtic manager who's brought him back in. Now, going back to, you know, breaking the rules, of course he did. He was punished for it. I think everybody deserves a second chance somewhere along the line. The manager has obviously looked on because Ralston probably could have started the game. I think Mark makes a good point. Montgomery, I think, has been excellent. Every time I've watched him, he's been excellent. So Bolingoli's doing something right, Gordon, that the manager's decided you're playing left-back today. And plus the fact, he's trusting him in what probably Celtic fans and Celtic players think is the hardest pitch in Scotland to go and play on. So he's put a lot of trust in him this afternoon. I'll be interested in see how he reacts from it.
Yeah, I think if you go back to the very beginning of Postecoglou's managerial stint at Celtic, he said all players will be available. Whatever's gone on in the past, it's clear that he is there. I actually thought they were a little bit light getting into, you know, when the window closed. So they're having to rely on that guy. And if you're paying his wages, why would you not pick him? Mm. You know, and it's up to him to give this opportunity and grab it, Gordon, because Bitella been out. You know, there's an opportunity for him to go in and try and cement a place going forward. And I think it's a second chance, like Dad says.
Okay, we've got the team news then ahead of Livingston, Celtic and Rangers Motherwell. We're going to give you the full-time picture from the Dundee derby. And we'll start hearing from the likes of Stephen Gerrard and Ange Postecoglou next.
Action as it happens. And your reaction from five on the open line. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Hugh Keevan, Gordon Dalziel and Alex Ray are in the studio. You're spoiled for choice. You've got Mark Wilson, Alison Conroy are out there at Livy Celtic. Andrew McLean's keeping an eye on Rangers against Motherwell. Now, these two games are massive fixtures for lots of people in this part of the country. If we head up to Tayside, though, what a cracker of a fixture the Dundee derby always is. You look out for it on the calendar. It's back in the top flight. And let's get the story of that with Dave Galloway, who watched it.
Thanks, Gordon, at Tannadice. It's finished Dundee United 1, Dundee 0. Both sides had their chances and a hard fought and at times frantic. First half, Griffiths went closer a couple of times for Dundee. He rose well to beat Marshall's cross, only to head just wide. Then a first-time shot from another good balling by Marshall was touched around the post by Seagrist. At the other end, Follett fired in a low, long-range drive that was superbly fingertipped onto the post by Lexton. Mulgrew's free kick from over 30 yards wasn't far away, and it took a brilliant tackle from Ashcroft to deny Parks as he was set to pull the trigger. Bournemouth action initially was in short supply as the second half progressed. For United, Levin, McNulty and Freeman all had shots saved easily by Lexton. But Griffiths passed up a really good opening for Dundee, firing wildly over the bar after Burns' effort was blocked. The winner came on 81 minutes, a fantastic goal from the edge of the box by Parks, striking a really powerful blow right-footed shot, but it took a goal-saving tackle by Mulgrew at the other end to prevent Sheridan equalising. Indeed, he was green through. Then Edwards did very well indeed to clear off the line as Marshall blasted the ball forwards. Plenty of excitement here at Tannadice. It's finished. Dundee United 1, Dundee 0.
That atmosphere, Hugh Keevans, well, you can hear what it means.
You can hear what it means to the Dundee United fans, because Dave Galloway is fighting against my beautiful Sunday. So it's a great result for Tam Courts, the Dundee United manager. Great result for the Dundee United team. Wonderful goal from Ian Harkes. And it takes Dundee United into the top six at the expense of their North East rivals, the other members of the once so-called new firm Aberdeen. Beautiful Sunday, okay.
Mark Wilson, Dundee United legend. What did you make of that result? You'll be a happy man, I'm sure.
Yeah, delighted. I thought probably United deserved it. I saw some of the game before I left. And typical Dundee derby. I mean, pretty fiery. I don't think there was any surprise that there was a number of bookings in it, Callum Butcher being one of those. But United certainly deserved it. I will say the goal, though, as well as it was struck. I know you defend the goalkeepers, Gordon, sometimes, but I do think the Dundee goalkeeper will look back on that and think he should have saved it. But I'm sure Tam Courts will be delighted, because it's always good when you're a new manager, or a relatively new manager, and you've got a big derby game and you've got a full house here, and the display it was put on to get the 3 points. That means a lot to the United fans, so you'll be in good favour with them tonight.
He didn't sound that excited about it there, Mark Wilson. No, he said he was delighted.
I think he's one of these guys that want his old clubs to lose so that he can keep going about, well, I played in Daddy, and I scored a goal and whatever.
I think he's a guy who's probably eating a pie and surprised when Gordon Duncan came to him.
And for the record, I won't try and defend that goalkeeper, I don't think. No, that's a stretch too far for me.
Palmed it into the net. It's very unfortunate for him. I actually thought on the balance of play, Dundee deserved the victory more than United, but that's the way football goes.
16-year-old Kerr Smith started for Dundee United.
Looks a good player. Yeah, he looks a good
incredible
player. There was also
stage.
A boy at Dundee as well. Was it the boy Armstrong? Anderson. I know it was the boy Anderson. Mm. I was quite impressed with him as well. I think overall I agree with you. I thought Dundee put a fine performance in, some good saves. Griffiths missed a couple of good opportunities. But you have to say, you know, it's the bragging rights, it's everything you want going into working Monday morning.
Yeah, I don't think there was a lot of quality in the game. You're right. Something like a foul every 2 minutes in the first half, which was incredible if you're sitting there. But you heard the Dundee United fans there. You know, Dave Calloway, we could hardly hear him.
Which is a bonus.
We thank the Dundee United fans really much for that.
Did you just call him Dave Calloway? You've got golf Calloway in the brain, honestly.
As West Ham take the lead against Ronaldo's Manchester United. But it's all about the 3 points. And well done to Dundee United, a home victory and a derby.
Up to fifth as well now.
Yes, great start to the season.
Yeah, first top flight Dundee derby since May 2016. And the bragging rights go to United. Let's go back and focus on today's matches at 3 o'clock then. Big games coming up. We've already been giving you the team news ahead of those. Mark Wilson, what about Celtic's attacking options? We've already been through the ball and golly factor. Ayeti simply has to keep leading the line because there's no one else. And I know you were impressed with the likes of Jota on Thursday evening.
Yeah, I think he looks a terrific find. I thought his debut he looked good as well, was involved plenty. But Thursday night, I thought he looked terrific. Just, you know, looking to go forward and be positive at all times. Thought the ball, a couple of the balls he put across the face were exactly what a striker like Ayeti needs. You know, he knows when Jota gets the ball, he's going to make things happen. He can then start to make those runs across defenders. And we spoke about Ayeti, he is a penalty box striker. That's what he thrives off of. So on one side, he's got Jota, and the other side, he's got Abada, who has started his Celtic career very, very well. You know, can score a goal, likes to come inside and make up that back post. And listen, it's really what Ange Postecoglou has got available. Because when you look at the bench, see Micah Johnson's on there. But other than that, it's pretty defensive minded. So plenty of attacking players on show for Celtic. Ange Postecoglou will be hoping that they can get it right first time round today, and he doesn't need to look to that bench to make things happen.
Celtic's only two away fixtures in the league so far, Mark, have been at Tynecastle and at Ibrox. For Jota and Lila Bada and anyone else, Ange Postecoglou, is this a real welcome to Scottish football venue?
I think so. I mean, I've seen worse days here, if I'm honest, at Livingston. Well, I think when Neil Lennon sat here and the snow was coming down, and I've seen it being rainy and windy here, but it's a perfect day. Now, I mean, the pitch is the pitch. Everybody knew what it was going to be like, and some of these players would have been there before. I'm sure the guys would have told the new ones what to expect. And when I'm looking around, I mean, Celtic have got three of the stands here that are going to be filled, so they've got plenty backing. But it's important to play the right way, and to play with high tempo, because Celtic have came here in the past and it's been too slow at times, and they've allowed Livingston to get numbers back and defend that 18-yard box, and they found it incredibly difficult. Livingston have sucked up pressure and hit them in the break on numerous occasions. But if Celtic play to a high tempo, the way that we've seen them start games at home in the league so far, or away at Real Betis, where they, for the 20 minutes, they were incredible going forward. If they play like that, with the players they've got, they shouldn't have any problems. I think that'll be the message that Ange Postecoglou and John Kennedy will be putting to his players this afternoon. Start quick. Don't give them any chance to get bodies behind the ball. Get it wide early to Abada and Jota, and get balls into the box for a Yeti.
Let's hear the message from Ange Postecoglou then.
I obviously haven't experienced it, but talk to the guys who are here. It's a difficult trip, and they haven't had a great start to the year, so they'll be looking to try and take our scalp. We've just got to make sure firstly is we recover. It was you all experienced it. It was a tough night tonight weather-wise, so we're going to have to recover these guys as much as possible, and then. Yeah, also probably need to change the team a little bit and just throw some fresh legs, because we're going to need some energy for sure on Sunday.
There we go. We heard it there, Gordon Dalziel. Fresh legs. We're going to need some energy. So although people are saying, why leave Montgomery out? Why leave Ralston out? Why is Ballingolly playing? Well, that's perhaps what the manager meant. He's going to have to change it, and he doesn't have huge options to change it at the moment.
Yeah, he's got to change his squad, and he's quite right. He's got to get fresh legs in there. Interesting this afternoon, because we were highlighting Jota there. I watched him in his debut and he played off the left, and he played quite well. I was very impressed with him off the right the other night there. I thought he was terrific, Alec. I really did. I thought he was so positive going at people and getting great balls in for a Yeti to go and attack. So that's an option. They've got good pace in the flanks. McCarthy, but delighted to see him getting his start. Be interesting to see how he sort of tries to dictate the play from the middle of the park. Tom Rodic and Turnbull, they're the guys that can open up defences. So, and I think Mark's right. Young Welsh, he's done nothing wrong. He's been terrific since he's come into the Celtic side, and it's good to see him back. And delighted Mark Wilson's on form today. The pitch is a pitch.
He's a modern philosopher.
Absolutely fantastic.
Well, a few days ago, on the subject of the pitch, David Martindale was making jokes about how horrible it was and how Celtic wouldn't like it. But the joke's worn off now for David Martindale, because he was speaking today about the fact that Livingston require an artificial pitch to help them make money. And it's all right for the Toffs to say that they don't like them. However, if clubs do not want artificial pitches in the Premiership, then it requires a 9-3 vote followed by a 3-1 vote of all 42 clubs to get rid of them. So in the meantime, you can't complain about it. There it is. Get on with it.
I thought Jota would most certainly come off the left, Gordon. I think when you've got a bad, James Forrest comes back into the reckoning as well, and I just think they were looking for some balance down there. But he's such a
but do you not think off the right he was terrific?
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I think he's very versatile. Yeah.
Okay, since we're on the subject of players trying to take their chance in the team, what about guys like Fashion Sakala? Alex, is he? Yeah. I mean, you said about Jack Simpson earlier, but for Fashion Sakala, is this a chance to maybe try and stake a claim? We don't know how long Alfredo Morelos will be out for. Cedric Eaton has moved on.
Yeah, without doubt. I think it's an opportunity, Gordon. It's been a bit stop-start. You know, he obviously got that goal against Real Madrid. The fans were getting really excited about it. He came on the other night and had a couple of moments as well. You know, he's very direct. A different type, brings a different option to that front line. So I'm really interested to see what he produces today.
The rotation that teams tend to do, and we just spoke about Celtic, and Rangers have made changes. Some of them have been enforced. But yet again, season after season, Stephen Davis just goes to the well time and time again.
Yeah, we discussed this yesterday, Gordon, whether they maybe mix it up a little bit. For me, this is the strongest midfield. You know, Lundstrom's come into the mix. I actually like the fact that Aribo's in there because he has the legs to go middle to front, and he brings something different. If you were to put John Lundstrom in there's a lot of players that are pretty similar. So it allows Davis to just pull the strings from behind the ball. Kamara can go and link as well. So I actually like the fact that Stephen Davis continues to impress.
And how do you see the dynamic of that front three then? Because that's the area that's obviously changed the most. And it's obviously an injury to Ryan Kent, sure. But we've had Rangers fans on this phone all season saying, I think Scott Wright deserves a chance to play, regardless of who's injured or not. Kamal Roof has a pretty good goal return if you look at his minutes per goal as a Rangers player. So how do you see them linking up?
It'll be interesting, Gordon, because I'm not quite sure whether Kamal Roof will be the number nine or Sakala will play through the middle. So we'll have to wait until kick-off. I agree with Daz. I think when Scott Wright's come on, he's impressed at times. I still think he has a bit to go to be a consistent. Consistency is a problem for me, Gordon. I think he has to do it. He has to take the bull by the horns. His numbers have to be better, assists, goals. So it's an opportunity again for him to actually rack up a couple of goals and assists, and then say to Stephen Gerrard, when Kent comes back, I'm able to do that job as well. So this is a big moment for these guys.
Let's hear from Stephen Gerrard then, ahead of the visit of Motherwell.
Having everyone fit and available and in top form, that's a manager's perfect scenario. But for different reasons, and these are not excuses, just for different reasons, it doesn't feel like, or I don't feel like, I've had a real settled squad with everyone in a good place and available. So we can really pick our strongest team and try and get some rhythm. You know, and repeat teams. It seems like we're, with COVID, with injuries, with suspensions, with people arriving late, we found that really difficult. But it is what it is. We have to deal with that. And hopefully, in due course, we can get a real settled team and squad.
That is obviously difficult for any team, Gordon, because even if you have... Well, hold on. I'll retract a bit of that. It's obviously better if you've got the options that you can chop and change. But even within that, still sometimes that disruption, you might be bringing in good players, you might be bringing in quality replacements, but there's still something about the continuing chopping and changing when you're forced into it that sometimes can it take a bit of the fluency out of the play.
Yeah, it certainly does. Like every other manager, he's wanting his strongest squad available so that he can pick the team he feels right on the day will give him the best performance. And sometimes you like to give that team 2 and 3 games together, then change it slightly, Gordon. But you've got to say that he's a lucky manager in the fact that, especially domestic football, he's got such talent there as backup as well. You look at that team today, there's no Morelos, there's no Ken. Simpson comes in at centre-back in place of Hollander and obviously Balogun, but it's still a quality side.
Yeah, Alex, for all the bench, I was just about phenomenal. To say that. So Rangers have these injury problems, but John McLaughlin's a Scotland international. Leon Balogun's man of the match in the Old Firm game. Bassey has been impressing everyone. Lundstrom's just been signed from the English Premier League. Juninho Bacuna is the new summer signing as well.
As well,
and so is Alfredo Morelos. So.
Yeah, you have to look at the bench. He's got strength and depth there. So as much as he's saying that he's not got a settled squad, he's obviously got a couple of guys out, Gordon. But when you look at that bench, it's as strong as you're going to get at this time.
Okay, if the wee league down the road is your cup of tea, Man United are now level. Obviously, it was Ronaldo. It's barely worth reminding you. It was a poacher's finish, but he's always in the right place at the right time. Scott McTominay played a nice part in it. In fact, Brighton are 1-0 up on Leicester, so Hugh Keevans and the grandkids will be happy. We will be back next. We'll take a closer look at Motherwell and Livingston and their chances of causing any upsets this afternoon.
The team with the biggest support in Glasgow and the West. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Fast approaching kickoff in the two big games at 3 o'clock, Livingston Celtic and Rangers Motherwell. We've given you the team news for both sides. We've delved deeper into what can be expected for you Celtic and Rangers fans this afternoon. Let's take a look at the challenge that may or may not be posed by the opposition. Mark Wilson, it has not been a happy hunting ground this for Celtic. Livingston, however, have not started the season well. How do you see them being able to repeat the feats of previous seasons today?
Well, I think their team lineup, you can see that they've went defensive, 4-5-1. You know, Anderson drops to the bench, Forrest as well, not in the lineup, and they've went with Jack McMillan, ahead of Devlin on the right, and Penrice ahead of Longridge on the left. So kind of doubling up your fullbacks there, and it's a very workmanlike midfield. So I think David Martindale will try and do what previous sides have done here to Celtic in terms of trying to frustrate them. They'll probably defend deep. I can't see them pressing Celtic particularly high up the pitch. I think they'll allow Celtic to have the ball at the back and play about with it as much as they want there. But in terms of when Celtic come forward, they certainly will try and double up in the wide areas. And I think they'll recognise how much a threat Abad is and how much a threat Jota is. And that's the reason that David Martindale has went for, you know, double fullbacks almost in the wide areas.
Let's hear from him then ahead of this one.
I think there's a... we're going through a transitional period, albeit they're a very, very good football team, but there's probably a lot of football players and the manager coming into the unknown a little bit. And hopefully everybody's told them how horrific the park is and they're looking forward to it. Yeah, I think you can see Ange's put his blueprint into the team. You can see style of football, and they're a very entertaining football team, very, very good going forward. So I don't expect anything less coming into our game. It's always tough no matter who you're playing with the Old Firm, who the manager is or who the players are. It's always going to be a tough game. So you've got to try and find a way to win that game of football, and coming up against Ange and a new Celtic team, so to speak, no any different.
Mark Wilson, can this sometimes be a good fixture if you're having the start to the season like Livingston are having? They can go into today with not the same expectation to go and, you know, and maybe win the game. Does the pressure come off a little bit? I'm sure the phrase free hit sometimes gets mentioned. Do you buy into that sort of stuff?
Yeah, I think so. I don't think there's any doubt that the Livy fans will be desperately disappointed with the start of the season so far. But when a game like this comes about, I think every team in the league, when they come up against Rangers or Celtic, you know, as a free hit, I don't like particularly like the term myself, but as a free hit, you've got to be honest about it. And if you get anything out of it, it's something that kickstarts our season. If you get a point, great. You know, it's something to build on. You get a wee bit of confidence. If you get a win, I mean, it does wonders. It changes that table for you very quickly so early on in the season, and your bad start to the season doesn't look so bad right away. But listen, he'll know how incredibly difficult this game will be. He'll know what Ange Postecoglou's philosophy is, how they keep the ball, how they go from side to side, and he'll know that his Livy players have got to be at 100% in terms of in possession when they've got it, but out of possession they're going to have to work incredibly hard today.
They still do that, Alex, don't they? There's obviously something that's missing from previous seasons, but the one thing you can rarely level at a David Martindale team is that they don't work hard or aren't committed.
Yeah, without doubt. I think that's their best attributes. Yeah. So you look at the way they go about their business, Gordon. There's been a couple of games where you'd be disappointed with the feel as if you could maybe have taken something from other games. I agree, this is a free hit. You don't expect them. They won't be judged on this. But it's one of the ones where when the Old Firm come to town, it gives you an opportunity to kind of get wired in. You don't need to hide into nothing. And if you just get that little momentum, and if you can nick a goal at a set play, then all of a sudden you've got something to cling on to.
You look at the story so far, 5 games played, 1 draw for Livy, 4 defeats, injury problems into the bargain. When your nose is permanently against the window for year after year after year, there comes a time when, as Hamilton Aki's found out, punching above your weight lasts for so long, and then eventually one season it catches up with you. Livy have to disprove that this is not the season for them.
Party atmosphere building at Ibrox. The flag is about to be unfurled. All the ceremony is getting prepared. The usual pre-match routine on days like this, we usually see it at the start of the season, of course, delayed a little bit for this campaign. And the men who are hoping to spoil the party, playing claret and amber, managed by Graham Alexander.
We go there focusing on the game of football, nothing else. What we have to do to, you know, stop or minimise Rangers' threats, because there's many, and also take part in the attacking side of the game, which we feel we have threats that can hurt teams as well. And that's the importance of what we sort of try to stress to the players, that we have to take part in games in an attacking sense as well. Obviously, teams will have their own plans to stop that happening, but we have to try and overcome them. And, you know, there's obviously it's a fantastic stadium, and, you know, it'll be full of Rangers supporters. and we have to overcome those things.
Yeah, I agree with Graeme Alexander. I think that he knows as well as his players how difficult it's going to be this afternoon, especially with the occasion as well, Gordon. On top of that, there'll be a terrific atmosphere inside Ibrox. He's just hoping that, as Mark says, sometimes the concentration can waver a little bit, you know, before the game, and you're just trying to catch Rangers cold. But they've changed their team, they've freshened it up, they've got guys there that want to prove to the manager that they want to get in that starting 11 week in, week out. Motherwell need a bit of luck. They need Rangers to be below par, and if that happens, then they certainly can surprise them, because they've got the players. It's what they do when they get the ball in possession. They've got to try and keep the ball as long as they possibly can, and if they create a chance, they've got players that can hurt Rangers.
Chairman Douglas Park raises that flag, Hugh Keevans. It says Rangers champions 2020-2021. This is a day of celebration. The time frame's a bit off, like I say, you're used to it at the end of July, start of August, but this is about remembering the achievements and marking the success of last season for these Rangers fans.
Yeah, this symbolises the transfer of power from the east end of Glasgow to the south side of Glasgow. That is the challenge that Celtic have to respond to. They must be aware today that Rangers have unfurled the flag. The fans inside Ibrox are ecstatic. John Gregg there beside Dougie Park, Rangers' greatest ever player, John Gregg. So we come back now. The flag is unfurled. The flagpole is now taken away. And we come back to the demands of today. Rangers are 3 points ahead of Celtic. If they win today against Motherwell, then Celtic have to respond in kind at the Tony Macaroni, because the idea of Celtic going 6 points behind Rangers with six games played would be unacceptable to the fans.
And it's a rare occasion, Gordon and Alex, where they both kick off at the same time. Doesn't happen too often throughout a season due to television commitments and various other reasons. So interesting that we'll have one of those days. I know it's early in the season to be giving it as it stands and in the backwards and forwards, but it's still exciting.
Yeah, usually it's a case of saying, right, okay, early kickoff, whoever it is, Rangers Celtic get the 3 points, put a bit of pressure on, but both teams will be concentrating their own game this afternoon, Gordon. I think we're in for a cracking afternoon, I really do. If the underdogs, Motherwell and Livingston, are going to get anything, then it's going to be through hard work, a little bit of luck, and maybe Rangers Celtic just below form.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, Gordon. You're absolutely right. It doesn't happen that often that both of them are kicking off at the same time. I'm really looking forward to the boy Van Veen. You know, he was very vocal yesterday about an upset in the party atmosphere. And I love the way he goes about his business, because he's no shy. He'll be looking to put his foot in. And for Motherwell to get anything here, Gordon, he's going to be able to retain it and allow them to get up the pitch.
Yeah, I agree with that, Alec. I think it's so important. Motherwell and Livingston, you know, when you play against Celtic and Rangers with the quality they've got, I keep saying it, you've got to keep the ball when you get it. Give your defence a bit of a breather. You know, get up the pitch. It's important your front men take the ball. It's going to be a difficult afternoon today. Of course it is. But it'll be interesting to see how the games develop.
If Motherwell go top of the league, will you be taking a lap of honour around Fir Park?
Listen, we go top of the league, we just can hold on to it. We might be doing this next year.
Flag day.
Flag day for Motherwell.
Will you be
nice to see the flag? Nice to see Gordon, you're not getting carried away.
We have Motherwell tops on.
I think there would have to be a long, long list of absentee and illness for us to get the nod, I must admit. As good as it would be. Also not sure we'll have to worry about that. But anyway, we're all set up for a fantastic Sunday of Premiership football. Livingston against Celtic, flag day between Rangers and Motherwell, and it's all coming up next.
The winning team all season long. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Surely even you three, Hugh Keevans, Gordon Dalziel and Alex Ray, cannot mess up a two-team ACCA. Let's see what you're going for this afternoon. Is it as predictable as I expect?
I am going for the definitive Livy 0, Celtic 2.
Oh, you're going to scoreline and everything, okay.
Rangers 3, Motherwell 1.
Well, I was going to say Dundee United, but obviously that was the early doors.
Yeah, you can't predict a game that's already finished.
Alright, fair enough. I'm going to go for a Rangers win and a Celtic win. Pretty straightforward today, I think, Gordon.
Yeah, I've not got an argument for Motherwell.
I can't really make it very exciting today, can we? Right, okay. Well, you never know. You might all be wrong, and I will remind you of it.
Oh, yeah.
Time and time again. You know I don't need to make those predictions. I get to be Captain Impartial, hindsight.
Yeah.
I get to be hindsight and look back and slag you lot for getting it wrong. But anyway, we are getting underway. Celtic going to the huddle at Livingston. Players taking the knee at Ibrox, and we're just about to get underway.
Some contrast, you know, when you look at the both surfaces, Gordon, a beautiful grassy pitch, and then you've obviously got that. You said you played in a bounce game on it.
Made a wee charity game, I think, with Cash for Kids through there a couple of seasons ago. Yeah. So it's
difficult surface.
Yeah, words of wisdom from Mark. A pitch is a pitch, Alec. You've got to just
you're
adjust.
You're just learning for the best, Dazzler.
You've got to adjust.
I think he has been hanging around with you too often. That is like straight out of your playbook, I would say.
I can only recall one time Celtic going there, and I think they won 4-0, and it was in the days of Barry Robson and Paul Hartley. And
It might even be further than that, Hugh. I'm not sure, but anyway.
But for some reason, regardless of who's in charge of the team, the place has become a real struggle for Celtic. So Ange Postecoglou has, again, a man who goes his own way. He's got Bolly Bolingoli in the team. He's freshened up after Real Betis in midweek. And I'm quite sure, since he has never been there, it's a fresh sheet of paper from him, and he will demand a fresh performance from Celtic.
They did win 5-0 there, but that wasn't AstroTurf back then. But they won 5-0 back in 2005. They had a 4-1 cup win back in the 06-07 season. And you're right, well, I mean, Paul Hartley played in that one. Maybe that's what you're thinking of. But the recent record hasn't been great. Motherwell coming forward trying to upset the party early on. I wondered if that was going to be brought back for a free kick, Alex, but Van Veen's been given the benefit of the doubt and tries to get across in. And Motherwell at least starting on the front foot.
Yeah, you have to say, Gordon, you're absolutely right. It was a free kick. It was a late tackle in the middle of the park. The referee played on because Van Veen found himself in the right wing area. He put a lovely ball into the box. Rangers managed to clear it.
Celtic have a free kick as well in an attacking position. Sort of David Turnbull territory, maybe a bit wider than he would have liked, but he'll probably have a crack at it. But the option is there for the cross, I suppose.
He's great technical ability. Turnbull.
He's got to go for it.
Yeah, straightforward for the keeper, though.
Pass back. Yeah. So, Max Dryek, for me, is a terrific goalkeeper. He had one horrendous mistake against Aberdeen, which got Aberdeen 3 points. Earlier in the season, but he's a good goalkeeper.
Yeah, I think you're going to have to put more pace on that. He managed to get the ball up and down Turnbull, however, not enough purchase on it.
Yeah, certainly Motherwell, who are coming forward and trying to make something happen early on, but they'll also know, Gordon, that the threat Rangers pose to just go and pick you off at the other end.
Yeah, that is a problem, Gordon. It'll be interesting how to see if they just drop off and let Rangers play out from the back, or they're going to try and play a high press against them. The most important thing is, and Graeme Alexander and every manager it goes to, for instance, Ibrox, will be saying, don't lose anything early. Just don't lose anything early. Keep yourself in the game as long as possible.
This was so early, right, that I missed it. Did you notice that Livingston captain Nicky Devlin got booked after 15 seconds?
It was for a foul on Albion, a Yeti.
I was still starting everything up in here. And
he fouled a Yeti. A Yeti went to ground and looked as if it was the curse of Greg Taylor with a shoulder injury, but he's up and back into it. So
we're not topping that, are we? 15 seconds for a booking?
Who's this?
Right.
Yeah, Conor Goldson's had a wrecking diagonal, and he takes a brilliant touch. But you have to say the goalkeeper is really sharp out. Kelly comes out, narrows the angle. But I think I'd be disappointed not to have at least had the target there.
Yeah, I think he would be disappointed. Yo, terrific!
Is this where Rangers? It's a difficult proposition, Gordon, because it's all right saying don't sit off them too much, try and prep. But Conor Goldson has that in his locker. He constantly played that diagonal last season. Mm-hmm. So Motherwell were quite high. Ball goes in over Stephen O'Donnell, who actually does quite well to almost put Scott Wright off at the end.
Yeah, but the manager will have been working on that, Gordon, knowing that Goldson's so clever and so good at that pass, and he'll be telling the players when to drop off. They get caught out there. For me it was a bit of poor defending, but it was a great run by Wright. That's what he gives you. I like Wright. I think he's got great energy. I think he's a very clever player. And like I said to Alec there, I thought that he'd be a bit disappointed he never put that in the back of net.
I think Motherwell have a free kick, which just allows them to take the pressure off. Maybe Scott Wright was it. Someone went in late. I think Motherwell won the initial tackle and got there in front of the Rangers player.
Yeah, Sakala turns blind, Gordon, and catches the player. Sorry. Yeah, it was a poor touch initially. But you have to say, One of the things with that raking diagonal, Gordon, is that you need a late runner. So you need people who are willing to run in from in behind Dazzler, and that's what Wright brings to the party.
So it's unlikely to be your focal point striker that does it's got to be someone alongside him.
Yeah, if it's coming for Conor Goldson, you're most certainly going to be Wright coming off that left hand side. But if you're going for Simpson on the other side, you'll be looking for Sakala to then be coming down that side.
So lively old start in both games. Just about 5 minutes gone. Someone has taken a sore one for Rangers.
I think it's right. And we're just looking, we were talking before the game with the front three obviously changed this afternoon. It looks like Roof's coming off the right.
You're absolutely right, Daz.
Wright's coming off the left. I'm glad Wright wasn't coming off the right. Roof's coming off the right. Wright's coming off the left. And Sakala's through the middle.
I hope you all followed that.
That's as clear as mud. I love it, man. There'll be people sitting listening to us going, what's going on?
Where's Wright coming off the right? Roof coming off right.
Ball and Golly getting involved early on, bursting down the left hand side, trying to make something happen. The eventual pass is too long and it goes out of play for a goal kick. I'd be interested if you've just turned your radio on. Who's going down the left for Celtic?
What a massive afternoon that is for him, because you know what's going to happen, Gordon. If he makes a mistake and causes Celtic a goal, he's going to come in for so much criticism, the boy. So it's important that he goes there this afternoon and does his job. The manager obviously believes that he's good enough to go and do it. He's given him an opportunity. It was the same way at Yeti. He's given him an opportunity and he's banged the goals in. But how long will it last? That's a question.
Slightly different with the Yeti, because there is nobody else but a Yeti. But there are other options other than Bolingoli. But this again for me is Ange Postecoglou's personality. The guy, Bolingoli, is on Celtic's wage bill. I would imagine being paid quite handsomely. And Ange Postecoglou saying, look, what happened a long time ago. He's one of my players and I reserve the right to pick him.
Blood and thunder stuff at Ibrox. Kane Woolery gets to the byline. Barisic dives into the tackle and Woolery catches him in the face with the arm. Any blame attached to the Motherwell player there, Alex?
No, listen, I think he's just trying to kind of usher Barisic out there, going, but he clearly catches him on the face. I have to say, Rangers tried to play out of a really tight area and it didn't quite work.
Grimshaw did well, didn't he, to press
him? Yeah, they managed to press it.
It's actually Motherwell's free kick for the way Barisic dived in, but he ended up with a bit of a sore one at the same time. So Mark O'Hara,
it's a good opportunity. We spoke at the top of the show about set plays.
Yeah, Mark O'Hara's just going to deliver. Motherwell have got a few men in the 6 yard box and then I assume they're relying on runners coming in thereafter, but it's not a great ball,
it's a poor ball. When you get into these positions, Gordon, this afternoon, Motherwell have got to try and make the best of that. Get a decent ball in there. Give your striker, give your centre back something to go and attack. But I thought that was a poor ball.
Yeah, you're looking for a better delivery, Daz. If you don't clear that first man, you know what opportunity are you going to give your guys that are coming up from the back and Van Veen to attack that?
Yeah, so still goalless in both games then. It feels very strange to have Celtic and Rangers playing at the same time. Like we mentioned, that doesn't happen too often at all.
Well, it ought to focus the minds of both clubs, because, you know, Rangers are conscious of the fact that they must do their job at home, get the 3 points, put the pressure on Celtic, and Celtic are conscious of the fact that Rangers do have home advantage and Celtic haven't won an away game since February. And the prospect of going 6 points behind Rangers simply cannot be countenanced by any Celtic player or Ange Postecoglou.
Yeah, Rangers attacking as well now, so it's a good lively start to both. I don't think Celtic have really created any huge chances. Joe Rebo fires one off the backside of his own teammate, which is never helpful.
Yeah, he comes off right there, but I don't mind that, Gordon, because I like him to actually come in off that right hand side. It just opens up. I've seen him kind of wrap some ones into the top corner, but he got that. He didn't quite get the connection there.
And Celtic are, as you would expect, just lots of the ball. I wonder what you make of the midfield dynamic today, Alex, because the one holding midfielder is James McCarthy today, a first start for him. And we're seeing there even David Turnbull sort of dropping in and taking the ball as well.
Gordon, we spoke about this yesterday, about McCarthy. How do you get him match time? You have to get him up to speed sooner rather than later.
Just an interesting one for you, and it's a great ball flashed across that Celtic can't get on the end of. Ange Postecoglou was speaking pre-match today, ahead of this game today, and said that McCarthy's been ready for weeks.
Wow. Well, it's obviously down to a selection issue then, because he's
McGregor.
Yeah, but
he's another night though. Yeah, Sorrow well,
play. Surely that, we spoke about this yesterday, Daz. See, for me, when you go away to places like Spain, you need the security. You can't just go with one there, because it becomes you attack, we attack. And defensively, I still think there's vulnerabilities about Celtic, the way they're shipping goals. So you need that protection.
He made a mistake. Ange Postecoglou made a mistake in Spain. He left Soro on the park for too long. He took him off by the time Real Betis had scored their fourth goal, and then brought on McCarthy. It should have happened long before that. So, you know,
it seemed to be crying out at half time, didn't it? And they're not even on a couple of reasons.
He's been booked.
The discipline side and the footballing side, arguably.
And then, of course, when it gets to Real Betis' third goal, Soro is the one who's ambling around the pitch. He could have done much, much more to cut out the cross in the first place, but he didn't. And he allowed the ball to get in, and that was 3-2 for Real Betis, and the downfall had started.
So you're watching the Livingston set-up, Gordon. It's really fascinating, because when Celtic are playing for the back, they are so deep. I don't know whether they're worried about the pace of Celtic, but I've never seen Livingston sit so deep. It's an interesting kind of tactic.
Strong save from Motherwell's Liam Kelly. It was fashion to Sakala. It was a blistering shot, actually. He caught a lot of it right footed on the angle, but the Motherwell keeper, and it actually takes a deflection. It's a smart save from Liam Kelly with the left hand. That's the sort of save that's got him into the Scotland squad this season.
If Dundee's goalkeeper had had that hand this afternoon, then it would be a draw at Tannadice, but he put the ball in the net instead. So
you're going to need a big performance from Kelly this afternoon for Motherwell to get anything, Gordon. Of that there's no doubt, because Rangers will put you under a lot of pressure. But that was a very good save.
Yeah, former Rangers goalkeeper, of course. And Rangers have taken the lead at Ibrox.
Goal flashes with AspireGlasgow.com.
And if Sakala was signalling his intentions a moment or two ago, that is why. 12 minutes gone, Rangers 1, Motherwell 0. It's just a close range header from Fashion Sakala on a plate after the corner. It was flicked across, he was underneath it and squeezed it under the crossbar to put Rangers in front. He enjoyed that one.
Yeah, we said it was important that Motherwell maybe have a threat going the other way, but they just don't defend the first ball. Flicked towards goal, Sakala from a couple of yards, Gordon. He can't miss that, but he's in the right position. Terrific start to the game for him.
So at the Tony Macaroni, one Celtic supporter listened to Super Scoreboard, turns to the next Celtic supporter and said Rangers have scored, and it goes around the ground. So it's one of those days. As things stand, Rangers in front, Celtic yet to get their first goal.
There was a lot of Motherwell players here claiming for something, Gordon. I'm not quite sure what it was, but four of them put their hand up as if there was an infringement. But Sakala's not.
I think it's just
winning.
Offside is the claim. I'm not saying it is offside, but that would be the shout, I think, because he seems to be the most advanced.
I give all the credit in the world to the strikers, Gordon, because he's standing there and he reacts. See if you're a Motherwell manager, your captain's in. I think he's got to do better. I think he's got to be stronger. But Sakala is there to score goals. He was standing in the right position and he was determined to put the ball in the back of net, and he gets his reward.
And this shows, Alex, what, you know, why Rangers were so effective and won the league, because for all the attacking play that we like to analyse, they win the game against Celtic because of a set piece. They haven't, there's not been much in the game to start this one, but they go in front because of a set piece. So you have to do that side of the game, and Rangers do it well in both boxes.
You have to go on. They're such a pivotal part of the game, and you know, when they get the initial header, I think it was Conor Golson who gets across the face, and he keeps it alive, and that allows Sakala to get that header from a couple of yards.
So Motherwell trying to make something happen from the throw-in, but Rangers look like they've got bodies back, and Motherwell give it away. I was just wondering, Hugh, I mean, forget the football for a second, Steven Gerrard is drenched. Out my window in the Costa del Clyde Bank, it's bone dry a couple of miles up the road. So maybe that's what we've got to look forward to.
I give you a 3-word response. This is Glasgow.
That's true. That is very true.
But again, Fashion Sakala's goal, you know, pre-match people can go on about the loss of Kent and Morelos, but this is the living proof of the strength of your squad. When you bring in the players who have to replace Kent and Morelos, and one of them scores, then you know you can stop talking about that. This is the strength of your squad that is being exhibited here.
Gordon, sorry, just see as the game's developing and you're watching how it pans out. See, you mentioned Stephen Davis. He absolutely wraps a ball into Aribo, who gives you that middle to front, so breaking the lines. And I think that dynamic works really well for them.
You know, my favourite hobby in here is to look at the way club Twitter accounts report news, because they're allowed to put that
Oh, slant, yeah.
That slant on it. Motherwell's tweet says Sakala heads home from what appears to be an offside position.
Well, do you know that
we haven't actually seen it. You know, it would be nice to see a better angle of it.
Gordon, it's interesting because you tend to get a feel for what goes out on the pitch, and there was about four players put their hand up automatically, and I just thought to myself, they're clearly looking for something.
But here come Rangers again, and it's Barisic just towards the edge of the box, just looking to.
They've got to keep it alive. Motherwell have got to be careful here. Rangers have got their tails up. Another goal would make it a long afternoon for Motherwell. They're starting to find those gaps. Rangers, Aribo starting to influence the play. They're starting to do their 1-2s. Rangers, Motherwell just need to be careful. Try and get a hold of the ball and take the sting out of this.
Yeah, I mean, Motherwell now defending for their lives, but a bit raw from Sakala, Alex, will we call it that?
Yeah, there was a lovely overlap there by Borna Barisic. Listen, he waits an eternity to do it, but he just passes it straight out the pitch. A bit heavy footed there, Shug.
Yeah, I mean, he passed it to somebody in the fourth row of the stand there.
Yeah.
Abada had a little opportunity for Celtic there, but again, the final ball, as he cuts into the penalty area, you're just waiting for a Yeti to come into the picture. But Abada passes it to a Livy player.
You just look at the amount of Livy players that are back there. Yeah. They're just getting bodies behind the ball. They're trying to make it very difficult for Celtic. Oh. It's all Celtic.
Yeah.
I think they'll eventually open Livingston up.
See, by deploying that tactic, Gordon, it actually just encourages wave after wave.
Oh, a lively back pass from Stephen Davis. Two experienced campaigners. He's fired it in at Alan McGregor's neck, and it was bouncing around. The keeper does enough to get it clear, and I think it goes out for a throw-in to Motherwell. Now I wonder the reaction Stephen Davis got from Alan McGregor. Does he give a younger player, a less established player, a bit more of a mouthful for that one?
I'm sure there'll be a few more verbals if it was someone younger, I think, because of the respect that he has for Stephen. But listen, I've seen McGregor give bollockings to all sorts of players, you know what I mean? He's no slow in coming out and telling people what he expects.
Livy are up the pitch for the first time in a while. That man, Bolly Bolling Golly, just standing up and getting in the right position to force them back the way.
I mean, I know it's only the sixth game of the season, but Celtic supporter is turning to Celtic supporter, listening to Super Scoreboard and saying Rangers have scored. So, you know, you need to be aware of what the day could bring or not bring. So I don't blame Livy for parking several buses. You know, the bottom of the league, they've got 1 point. What are they supposed to do?
I don't even think it's wholly deliberate, Alex. But if you can't get the ball, there's only so much.
Of course. Listen, you've got to defend in numbers, Gordon. If that's deep, then so be it. But my point is, if you need to try and get up the pitch, Daz spoke about it earlier on with Van Veen. This applies to Livingston as well, because you need that little bit of raceway, because it comes a long, long afternoon otherwise.
I'm sure these Motherwell fans, Gordon, have seen Motherwell start games much worse than this at Ibrox. They're actually doing not too badly, but the only thing that really matters is the scoreline, and they're 1-0 down.
That's the difference between the game is a set play, Gordon. A few of the Motherwell players for me switched off. Sakala didn't. It was a typical centre forward. He was waiting for his opportunity. The ball came to him, and it was an easy finish for him. But
if it does get shown to be offside, will you be able to take that in the chin? And
No. I'll be very, very angry.
And you'll criticise officials for the first time in your life.
No. I don't want to go too early, but I've got a funny feeling that I think his timing was perfect, Gordon. I really do.
I like your confidence, because we've only seen it once, and I've got no idea what you're basing that on.
It's a redundant argument anyway, because we don't have VAR. It can't be recalled. And if the referee has made a mistake, I'm sorry, you're stuck with it.
I'm genuinely amazed that someone who's done this dance for however many years says that refereeing decisions, it's just redundant and you get on with it. Where have you been? This is our currency. This is what makes our world spin.
I know, but the old fella, Obi-Wan Kenobi, has said, as far as I'm concerned, it's redundant. Yeah. But I do anticipate.
I'm going to try that. Right, 2 minutes past six. The next time we get a contentious decision, I'm just going to say, it's done, guys. Forget it. Move on. We'll see how that goes down.
I fully understand that my view is rarely the view commonly held by everyone.
Yeah, that's an understatement, Sean. Nathan
McGinley goes into the book for chopping down Joe Aribo. The free kick doesn't come to anything. That's a fairly bread and butter decision for the referee.
Gordon, it was just because his feet, he actually sucks him in. You know, he just invites him to make the tackle, and he's a mile late. So it's an easy decision for the ref. I think it's Steve McLean?
Yes.
Yeah, so it's easy decision. He needs to be careful now, young McGinley.
Look, I'm just looking at both games here, and the amount of players Livingston have got in their box, you know, waiting for that cross to come in. They're defending with their life. The one thing that you'll never criticise Dave Martindale's team is
commitment.
But I think this season, especially this season, I don't think they've got the same quality. And that's where I think the pressure will just be continuous on them. And I don't think you can do that for 90 minutes against players that Celtic have got.
I'm just more interested that he's gone for the smart casual look this afternoon. He's ditched the Livingston tracksuit. He's got the chinos on. Maybe a sort Sunday. Of camel colour chino hue. He's gone for a more sophisticated look.
I read a piece on him today where he's been building, he personally has been building a gymnasium inside the ground. Gets the tool belt on.
Almost another for Sakala. It squirmed under Kelly and then blocked on the line by Owala. So Fashion Sakala's enjoying his afternoon.
Yeah, it's a good spell for him. You know, Rangers are kind of dominating possession at the moment, and it's Aribo plays it into Roof round the face. Lovely one touch football, Tavernier, and you know,
breaks down.
Yeah, breaks down. Yeah. Here we go, Sakala from distance. Little give and go, Gordon.
He looks lively today.
Oh!
Goalie get away with one there, and he congratulates his teammate.
Good cover. Is that your McGinley?
Owala.
Owala.
Squirms under his body, and it's headed for goal number two, but Owala gets there.
Good chance, Celtic as well. A great ball from the right hand side. I think it was Jota throwing himself at it, but just couldn't quite get in the end of it. So Celtic are certainly chapping at the door without creating anything too clear cut. It's a great ball.
Good defending, Gordon, you got to say. You know, you're talking about David Martindale there.
A crunching tackle. Full bloody. The Livingston players are not happy. They thought that was just robust and fair. As we know, that the line is now a bit of a finer line than it used to be, certainly in Alex Ray's day. So we'll get another look at it. I mean, I think he does get the ball. But my goodness, there's a lot of a Yeti first.
Yeah, listen, it's an excessive force, and today's game got all day long. Shot yellow
card,
yellow, yes.
Yellow card.
He's the one player. I mean, good, bad, or indifferent. He's the one player Celtic need, because he's the only striking option for Ange Postecoglou.
Do you know the interesting thing? My day, Shug. See, as soon as you get that, you get the ball, the man, the 50,000 are up going, yes. Can't do it now.
When he was asked pre-match, Ange Postecoglou said that there was every chance that his Greek signing Georgios Giakoumakis would be on the bench today, but no sign of him.
No.
Still,
it just takes me back to that caller. I'm trying to think what night it was. Ooh, ball bouncing about in Rangers' own 6-yard box. Motherwell had a bit of a sniff, but now Rangers might look to break through Fashion Sakala, who's extremely quick, and he's not had the chance to really knock it past any of the Motherwell players yet, and checks back.
That was a good chance there, Gordon, because if you don't win that initial header, then it becomes a wee bit of a mishmash in there, and they're unlucky not to go on the end of that, Motherwell.
Do you remember the caller? It was the night that the news of Furuhashi's injury broke, and the caller came on and said, I'm not that worried, because I've got someone at Lennox Town who told me that Giakoumakis' shots are so hard that the goalkeepers have been having to go and get their fingers taped up.
Yeah,
I'm looking forward to seeing this super striker in action.
Well, a super cynical friend of mine said, well, if Barkas got his hand to anything, it'd be the first time.
You cynic. Anyway,
23
gone. The only goal comes at Ibrox. It's a Fashion Sakala header. Been a pretty good game, actually. Motherwell have done all right.
Yeah,
Motherwell have given a good account of themselves. Mm-hmm. Rangers have had other chances as well. And Motherwell do now have a free kick, a chance to load the box. And Celtic have certainly been dominant, no doubt about that. But Livy, dogged, hanging in there, and no goal yet.
Yeah, as I said earlier on, Gordon, they're actually camped on maybe about 10 yards in front of their 18-yard box. You know, they're happy to concede up until maybe about 10-15 yards in their own half.
The one job I wouldn't want today is be the Livingston centre forward, because you're just running from side to side. You're getting no service, you're not touching the ball.
You wouldn't be doing that.
I would refuse point blank to play that position.
Hopefully it's not. We're going to need some action to spark Wilson into life. He sounded a bit down, didn't he, in that first half?
Yeah,
before the game.
Well, he was away awards night last night.
Oh, don't I know it? Because every time he goes out, I then get tweets with pictures or people telling me what he's wearing or what he's up to.
Well, or, I thought he was looking smart last night.
Mikko got in touch to say, there we are, the mushroom is a legend. He was at the Brechin City Hall of Fame Awards. Sadly, he lost and sent me a picture of the two of them. in there.
Brilliant. Oh, he was dapper
sharp
last night, yes.
So
he'll get his 40 taken with anyone. He get me his 40.
Do you think he asked Mick rather than the other way around?
He got his 40 taken with my producer the other night there, and he sent me 40s and stuff like that, trying to show off. He never stays in, that guy.
He's got an active social life. Rangers 1 Motherwell 0, Livy 0, Celtic 0, 24-ish gone. I think we're a bit ahead at Ibrox. It's a corner to Rangers because one Motherwell player clears it off the other and it cannons out for a corner.
The link play is very good. Gordon down that right hand side, Wright finds himself in an advanced area. He tries to lay it back into Roof, but you have to say it was good defending by the Motherwell centre half. He just intercepts it, hits it off his own player, and it's a corner to Rangers.
One of these at Livy. Goal flashes with AspireGlasgow.com. And it's Livingston 1, Celtic 0, and it's Andrew Shinney with the goal to put Livy in front. It has been one-way traffic away from Joe Hart's goal, but it only takes a quick moment to turn things around, and that's what's happened. Livy are in the lead, and it's Andrew Shinney with the goal.
Well, wow. Since we're watching two games at once, then you have to go into the implications of both results. And
it's a brilliant goal.
What a finish, Shug.
It is an as things stand moment for Celtic, because as things stand, Celtic are 6 points behind Rangers. So we'll see how the afternoon progresses. But that's the last thing that Ange Postecoglou needs.
I think it's young Welsh gets caught on his heels there. You have to say Shinney takes it with his right foot and then spins and rifles it into the roof of the net. This is an incredible goal.
Yeah, I mean, you'll always look at what you can do to defend differently, Gordon, but that's outstanding from Andrew Shinney.
Honestly,
you know, Celtic have given up a half chance there at best, and he's buried it in the top corner.
Yeah, it's a good ball in, and Shinney decides, I'm going to gamble here across Welsh. His touch is brilliant.
And the finish sets even better.
His touch sets it up brilliantly for him. And what a finish. Joe Hart, absolutely no chance.
From a Celtic's perspective there, you cannot allow him to get across the face he does. You're ahead of him initially. Welsh, I think Welsh is sleeping.
Yeah, Welsh defending was very, very poor. But I always like to give credit to the forward, because it's all about scoring goals, Alec. I think that's what the public are looking for, entertainment.
As we've seen, because Celtic have had an unbelievable amount of possession, and right now it counts for, well, nothing.
Yeah, and it gives Livingston something to really hang on to now. But as much as Mark will probably pick holes in the defending, I thought that was a great finish. Yeah. I really did. A great finish.
I actually thought that he'd be a good signing coming back, Shinney. You know, he obviously went down south for a few years, but that there just shows the quality that boy has.
Well, they've taken the one chance and they had a goal in front. And now Celtic, who have toiled to score one, now need to score two. That's the story of the afternoon for Celtic so far. Rangers are ahead, Celtic are behind. Tense afternoon.
I think that's the beauty of both games, but on at the same time, Hugh, because as you rightly said there, that will filter through to both sets of fans.
Yeah, and now at Ibrox, one Rangers supporter is turning to the other and saying, Livy have scored.
I just heard it on Radio Clyde.
Yeah.
And so, you can see that because the Rangers fans are doing the sarcastic 10 in a row gesture.
And the
news of the Celtic goal has obviously made its way across.
Yeah, that's why this medium is so entertaining, because wherever you are, whether you're at the Tony Macaroni or at Ibrox, you are in two places at one time. It's not a pleasant watch for the Celtic fans right now, but now they have to step up to the plate.
As Daz says though, you know, scoring early is a long all afternoon, Daz, eh?
Yeah, but you know Livingston, they'll camp in, they'll make it very difficult, and you know, it's up to Celtic to cause them problems. I've got to say, if this continues, I don't think, well, I think Celtic eventually will break them down, but they're away record, Celtic. You know, it's not the greatest.
Last February.
They're conceding goals, Hugh, which I think would be a worry. So it puts all the burden on your front player to go and, you know, get two, three goals to win you a game. They went away to Spain the other night there. We know it was difficult. They score three goals away from home and can't even come out with a point.
And the thing about Livy, though, is they've got experience of making it difficult for Celtic. And they've actually done it in a number of ways. You take the most recent one, the 2-2 draw. Livy went one up, but Celtic then took a 2-1 lead and still Livy came back. The one before that, the previous season, the 2-2 draw, Celtic went one up again, and it was John Guthrie equalised and it ended up 2-2. So Livy have shown character in different ways in this fixture in recent seasons.
Yeah. I understand that this day has a long way to go and that Celtic may yet rise to the occasion and win. However, what they're fighting now is the possibility of a stat which says that after six games, you've lost 50% of them, and that can't be acceptable.
Yeah, that will not do. There is a long way to go in this one, but maybe Celtic not with as many clear-cut chances as their possession might suggest, or they would hope for off of that possession. So it's at that stage in the game, Gordon, where the kind of, you know, the good possession and stuff is now no longer a real comfort to you if you're a Celtic fan.
Yeah, I think where the problem is, they're getting into good positions in the wide area, but the quality in the into the box isn't as good as what, you know, a Yeti and people
thrive on.
Yeah, feed off Alex Ofa. But you've got to say, looking at the pictures coming in, they're defending in numbers. You know, they're getting plenty of guys behind the ball. They're trying to make sure that Celtic don't have the spaces to go and hurt them. They're letting them, giving up possession in the wide areas, and they're saying, right, okay, we'll defend any ball that's coming in. And they're doing it very, very well, Livingston, so far.
Conor Goldson takes a quite dramatic fall on the edge of the box. Yeah. He thought he should have had a free kick. The Motherwell players, I think, are suggesting to the referee, if it's not a free kick, it should be a booking. He's clearly having his shirt pulled. In fact, it's been ripped.
It's ripped awful. But the thing is, it's astonishing, because McGavie pulls his top down, rips all his top. He's gone back to remonstrate with referee McLean, and he's just gone, didn't see anything, move on.
I think you can tell what's happened there, Gordon, where Steve McLean's not spotted the shirt pull, and because Conor Goldson sort of throws himself down, it puts the referee off given the decision. But when you look at the damage to the shirt, it's fairly obvious.
Yeah, he's ripped his shirt, and he's it's a dangerous line he's living there, Gordon, especially right in the edge of the box. Rangers coming forward just now. Motherwell, a bit like Livingston, getting plenty of bodies behind the ball, trying to make it difficult. But Rangers have got so much possession. We've just got to see if we can get to half time, Alec.
Lovie have got their tails up a bit as well, you have to say. Looking a bit more confident than they were, because up until the goal, it really was all Celtic. But Lovie have got a spring in their step now.
Well, I said that before the kickoff. If Livingston or any of them can get a goal to start with, it gives you something to cling on. It gives you that extra yard. And because of the way they've actually defended in the open 30 minutes or so, it just gives you that wee bit of energy, Shug.
Well, the likes of Jota and Abada, they're still coming to terms with this kind of pressure to win home or away every weekend, every midweek. And the deeper you go into the game, the tension mounts. And, you know, Ayeti, for me, everyone knows my feelings on him. I don't think he's up to playing for Celtic. And at the moment, they're struggling.
And again, look, Celtic's budget is eye-watering compared to Livy's. So David Martindale would laugh at the suggestion that Celtic squad is threadbare. But if you're Ange Postecoglou and you think you might need to change a game in an attacking sense, you'll turn to your bench and find Liam Scales, Nir Beaton, Ismail Assoro, Anthony Ralston, Adam Montgomery and Mikey Johnson, who's not played for ages. So again, when you're up against a team with Livy's budget, maybe David Martindale wouldn't have sympathy for him. But it goes without saying, that's not a usual bench you would expect for Celtic
it certainly is not, Gordon. There's not a lot of options there to change it about. Mikey Johnston will be interesting. You know, it's good to see him back into the squad and obviously on the bench this afternoon. It'll be interesting to see if he's used today. But he's not got a lot of options. But you're right, Livingston, look at the budget they've got. Look at the starting 11 that Celtic have got on the pitch. So there's no excuses. I don't even buy them the excuse of the pitch. You've got to go there and adjust to it. They've had all the possession, but they've been caught out with a sucker punch. And you've got to say, Shinny's goal was a
wonderful,
terrific goal.
Yeah, James McCarthy does really well down the right hand side. Wins a free kick to Celtic. It's going to be a crossing position, sort of over towards the corner flag, not quite that far. Rangers have a corner of their own as well. James Tavernier will dispatch this one into the box, I'm sure. Match winner at St Johnston last week. Conor Goldson somehow's got time to bring it down in the box. Beavis McGabby's trying to close him down and does in the end. It's going to be a throw-in.
Yeah, I think there was a little coming together there with McGabby as well. He sticks to his task, because I think Conor Goldson got the break of the ball there. I think it looks as if it's going to be a throw-in 15 yards from goal.
Yeah, Celtic whipping that free kick with David Turnbull. It's a decent ball, but I think it's headed over by a Livy player. I thought it was Carter Vickers, but it looks like it's going to be a corner. Speaking of getting the winner at St Johnstone last week, I did the Scottish Cup draw with Callum Davidson this morning.
Yeah.
And forget the Cup draw, forget who came out of the hat.
I know where you're going with this.
Some guys just make you sick, don't they? They get all the talent. I know he's a keen golfer, as are you, Gordon. So I was asking him a bit about his golf game, a bit of small talk. And you know what he plays off? Plus three.
Well, I don't know how.
Outrageous.
If you're a full-time manager, you should be off 18 or 20. Because you shouldn't be on the golf course.
Maybe he's just talented.
He is talented. To be off plus three is
ridiculous.
I remember before the cup final, they were sort of going round the golf course with him, remember? And the way he was hitting the ball... Oh,
did you know say he had a club record in the last?
Yeah, I think he's. I think you mentioned somewhere he broke a course record recently, a 62.
Wow!
So he's clearly multi-talented.
Yeah,
then he walks into football management for his first season, and I'll just win both those trophies. Why not?
Judy Murray told me that he was the great tennis hope.
Yeah, he was a good tennis player as well. Yeah.
There's a lot of.
I'm
guys
sick of him already.
You're the man.
Well, I'm not as good as these boys, but like Gary McAllister, I remember playing a four ball in La Manga, and it was Dalglish.
All right, Hans, name dropping here.
Dalglish, Hansen, and David O'Leary, and myself. Yeah. And we
just rides off the tongue, didn't it?
Yeah, it was a good four ball. I mean, Kilkenny took on five and five but these guys were top. Hansen was one of the best golfers I've played with.
I would hazard a guess he ain't off plus three. That's incredible from Callum Davidson.
Gordon, what you rightly say, you look at the amount of hours that a football manager works. To be off plus three, it's just a talent.
Chance for Motherwell. Okay, Van Veen, he goes down in the box. Referee's having absolutely none of it. I don't think his teammates are even convinced. But he had a... Has he been booked for diving?
Yes.
Yeah, that's an interesting one. It was actually a lovely little ball by Tony Watt. He stands it up. Connor Golson managed to get the first one. Van Veen goes to win the second. He gets the break of the ball.
Oh, it's a dive.
Yeah, it looks a bit theatrical.
I think he slipped a little bit.
It was a strange dive, but it certainly looks like one, but almost like he then realises he didn't claim for it. No, do you know what I mean? He just sort of falls down.
Right, he just thought, I'll give it a wee shot.
Yeah, that's not ideal because you know he puts himself about, Gordon.
Yeah, he's been a good signing, you've got to say. He's a big part of what Motherwell's doing. So it's the guy in form for me is Tony Watt as well. I think the experience and everything, Tony, what he gives you week in, week out. But it's a big ask today. There's no doubt, Gordon. As much as you can go there and say, well, Motherwell have three in a row, and to win at Ibrox, you go top of the league and stuff like that. You're up against a quality Rangers side at Ibrox.
Still no response from Celtic though, with 9 minutes to go until the halftime interval. The one thing I would say is the game has reverted to type where Celtic have all the ball and Livy are camped in and Celtic are knocking it about, but nothing really doing in a goal scoring sense.
I listen to the calls every night on the programme, and last Tuesday, great friend of the programme, Laurie from Denniston, was on, and he said Celtic look lightweight to him. Powder puff was the expression he used going forward.
Even if he is right though, I'm not sure if that's fitting for today. They just can't create anything. They've not been overrun or outfought or anything by Livy. They just haven't found the cutting edge.
Well, but up front though, it can look, they've got all the stepovers, all the tricks, but there's no cutting edge.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. It's creativity that's lacking quality. I think it's quality. It's nothing to do with being lightweight.
They're
today.
Getting into good positions. I think the final ball's letting them down. They're giving Livingston players plenty of opportunity to get behind the ball. So I don't think it's anything to do with that. I just think it's poor quality just now in decisions.
It's a lovely run from Joe Rebo. He's so difficult to get the ball off, but he just can't really get the shot off. It gets blocked and out for a throw-in.
Gordon, I actually like seeing when he comes feet deep, because his feet are so clever, he's so kind of sharp. He skipped past a couple of players there, and it was good defending by the Motherwell centre half.
Yeah, so we're approaching the end portion of these first halves. Rangers will be happy to be in front. They've certainly deserved it. Motherwell have given a couple of flashes, but not so much recently, as Stephen Davis fires one over the bar. Celtic have dominated the game, but Livy have the vital goal, and it's all set up to be a cracking afternoon.
I think if you're Stephen Gerrard, you're slightly frustrated that Rangers haven't put themselves further in front by this time. If you're Ange Postecoglou, you're concerned at the call it what you will lack of quality. powder puff, whatever is the case, whichever description you favour, Celtic are a goal down.
I'm sure there will be times. I'm just not sure how today can be described as powder puff when they've had all the ball. You know, it's not, no one's overrun them, no one's outfought them yet. It's just not creating anything. Graham Alexander's been booked. He's got a bit of a habit of that. He's lively.
Yeah,
he's a fiery character.
And am I right in saying, Gordon, that they actually changed the dugouts at the beginning of the season, and the reason was so he can get at the linesman sometimes, get in his ear?
Oh, I don't know if that's the reason, but that I think they have swapped the dugouts.
I think
round.
I've got an insight to that. Yeah,
so that's probably just something you would do, and that's what you're projecting.
I think it's very clever from the Motherwell manager. Just, you know, keep on.
Probably Celtic's biggest chance, actually. Turnbull into the box. It's a nice layoff, and he just drags the shot wide on the left boot. It kind of sat up. And that, yeah, Celtic possibly should be level, Alex.
Yeah, without doubt. It's a really good chance. Play by, it's really good play by Turnbull. A little give and go. He'll be really disappointed
with
that
goal
because you're just expecting him to at least hit the target there, make the keeper work. But he just drags it wide.
Free kick from Motherwell causes a bit of debate in the box. Tony Watt goes down. Referee's not having it. And as Tony Watt,
see this again, Gordon.
As Tony Watt rolls towards the Rangers fans, he'll get a lovely reception over there, won't he? Van Veen's just a real bag of tricks, and he's strong as well. He's holding off 3 and 4, and surely that's a free kick. No?
Oh, I thought that was a foul myself, Gordon.
Interesting from Stephen
McLean.
Are you
thinking that's a penalty kick?
No, the free kick after Van Veen.
I'm just looking at Tony Watt, and he looks like he feels like he's got a case. Well, I've not seen the replay.
I know he gets to the ball first. There's no two ways about that. But you just, whether there's contact or not, we'll have to see that again.
Yeah, the decision to not give Van Veen the free kick in the corner certainly looked a strange one, Alex, on the back of it.
Yeah, for me that's a foul all day long, Gordon.
Not getting the chance to see many replays at the moment, unfortunately. And Max Strajek was down for Livy, the goalkeeper. I think he's going to be okay.
Yeah, they'll be looking to try and make sure he can continue, Gordon. He's been excellent so far.
Yeah, at least make it to half time and make a bit more of an assessment. Motherwell defend well there, but that's maybe Van Veen in a nutshell. He's 20 yards from his own goal, tries a nutmeg and it doesn't come off. And here come Rangers into the box. This could be costly, but it's cleared away.
I have to say though, see, for the you obviously being a striker there, would you not expect somebody from at least the middle or the back there to try and get across the face there, Dazzler? Because that's a tap and that's a lovely ball by Aribo round the face.
Oh yeah, yeah, I think you've got to. I don't know if Sakala's that type. I think Morelis would look to get into that position.
That's bread and butter, man.
Yeah, I think you're right. But I'm just looking at Motherwell. They're fighting very hard. If they can get in 1-0 half time, they're still in this
Absolutely.
Game. I think Hugh was right when he says Steven Gerrard will be happy with a lot of what he's seen. But you need that cushion, you need that other goal, you need that 2-0 lead, especially at home. Because if we've seen there, Motherwell, you know, can create something. And if they can get back in this game, and I'm really interested to see that again, because I always look at a player's reaction, and Tony Watt was convinced he should have had something there.
Ooh, it's a sore one over the top from, is it
Kamara?
Glenn Kamara in the middle of the park over Callum Slattery.
I have to. Slattery does brilliant here, Gordon, because he gets his body in, look, and just invites the contact. The right thing to do in that situation.
Celtic, I'm sure, could be doing with a goal before the break. It doesn't look particularly like it's coming, although Turnbull did pass up that good chance a moment or two ago. And maybe I've just cursed Livingston, because Celtic do still have
That's my job.
Decent attacking possession. There's the trademark Tom Rogic roll. I've just seen it back. You lot have all missed it. Here we go.
No, I don't think it's a penalty.
So Tony Watt goes in front of you don't think that's a penalty?
No,
I'd need to see that again, Gordon.
Gordon,
because I missed.
I think that's a penalty kick.
Yeah. I need to see it again. Genuinely,
I'm in your way.
No, do you know the thing is, I missed the first one because I was looking in behind me.
So many games to try and keep up with this afternoon. Flicked on down the line, Woolery. There is that man. Tony Watt does quite well to retain it initially, and Celtic, I think, penalised Juranovic for a foul in the corner. So Livy will just look to load the box, and if they could get a second before the break, that would be quite something.
Yeah, absolutely. If they went in 2-0 having probably had about 20% of the possession, would be incredible. But you know, these are the opportunities that these teams have to capitalise on, because we know Celtic are not great from set plays.
Oh, and they very nearly do go 2-0 down.
Wow.
Yeah, Joe Hart, he's got the captain's armband on today, by the way, in the absence of Callum McGregor and others.
Yeah, we did say from set plays though, Shog, that there was an opportunity for Livingston to capitalise.
It was a great save from Joe Hart.
Point blank. Yeah.
What a save that is.
Yeah, do you know the great thing about it? It's almost as if he's just put his wing out and he just flicked it away. That's a real strong arm to deflect that back for a corner.
Yeah, I mean, Hugh, in one sense, it's close to him. He doesn't need to move a great deal, but it's the reaction time. And again, it will keep coming back to this. Celtic goalkeepers didn't make those saves last season.
No. And he did exceptionally well, I thought, midweek against Real Betis as well with some of the saves. But this is a poor end to the first half for Celtic. A goal down and hanging on to prevent it from being 2-0. The Celtic supporters who are there, and Alisson and Mark Wilson, will gauge the action, but they cannot be content with what they're watching.
Shug,
you know the interesting thing about that? Is that free kicks going into Celtic's box, you get that expecting as if something's going to be passed up, because we've seen it time after time. You mentioned it yesterday, Gordon, the goals that they lost against Hearts, against Rangers, were coming from set plays. It wasn't necessarily being carved open.
This is a great move from Celtic down the left. Ball and goalie finds Jota, and Nicky Devlin does brilliant, comes flying in to make the block.
Do you think he takes an eternity to cross
that? I think that Celtic, that's been the theme for the first 48 odd minutes. I think they're getting any good positions, and it's a final ball. There's no quality there whatsoever.
Yeah, there's Jota again, but it's headed clear. Rangers are on the attack. It's incredible action end to end, both games, really. Throw into Celtic. I think there were half hearted claims for something from the Rangers fans.
I don't think there was much in that, Gordon. There was a coming together with McGabby and Tavernier, but good, strong defending for me.
This is a good run, though, down the right hand side from Rangers. They look like they want to try and get another one before the break, which would put a whole different complexion on things. And that is the halftime whistle at Ibrox. It's Rangers 1, Motherwell 0. That Fashion Sakala goal on 12 minutes. Motherwell players felt it was offside. Rangers don't need to hang about and find out, though. It was a good finish from him. Nice and close under the bar. He managed to squeeze in the header from the initial flick on. And at the break, it's Rangers 1, Motherwell 0. Alex, what have you made of it?
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed it. I think, Motherwell gave a good account of themselves. I think Rangers have been a real threat. That, you know, it's been wave after wave in the roundabout the box. They'll feel as if they could maybe have added to that 1-0. But once it's always 1-0, you just seen the Tony Watt incident 10 minutes ago or so. So Motherwell still very much in it.
Yeah, I agree. I think Motherwell manager, especially after losing a goal as quickly as he did, will be quite happy to get in a half time. They're still in the game. Steven Gerrard will be happy as well, Gordon, but he'll be looking for that second goal that gives him a little bit of breathing space, because we all know games at 1-0, you see Celtic, their amount of possession they had at Livingston, one opportunity, balls in the back in eight, and it changes games. So Rangers will be certainly looking the second half to put the game to bed. Motherwell desperate to get back into it.
Yeah, narrow lead for Rangers at the break, Hugh.
Yeah, but they look capable of building on it. However, I would say of both games, this is a great day to be listening to Super Scoreboard, because you're in two places at one time, and we are now on a knife edge.
Three places. Let's go from the studio actually out to one of the games as well. Livingston against Celtic. Half time, Alison and Mark.
Half time at the Tony Macaroni Arena. It is Livingston 1, Celtic 0. Celtic dominated the bulk of the first half.
Ooh, they've just disappeared.
Oh.
I know where that was going. They dominated the bulk of the first half, but find themselves behind Hugh Evans. That'll be it in a nutshell. We'll try and get Alisson back.
Again, on a pragmatic basis, you can dominate as much as you like. If you haven't scored, it has come to nothing. And now the game is only half as long as it was originally. And Celtic are looking for two goals. A draw, if Rangers win, I underline if Rangers win, a draw is a bad day. So Celtic in the second half will need to find that cutting edge, because at the moment they're in trouble.
Yeah, they need a spark, Gordon. As much as we can say the amount of possession that Celtic have had, apart from Turnbull's effort, they've not really created a lot. They've got into some good areas in the wide positions. Final ball has not been good enough, and they get caught with a sucker punch. And you've got to say, Livingston, what a terrific goal it was for Shinny. He's come across well. His first touch set him up, and it's a brilliant finish. It's given Livingston, you know, that team talk at half time from their manager will be really encouraging. He'll be saying, look, same again, let's just fight for another 45 minutes, make sure we concentrate. And it's up to Celtic now to go and try and get back in the game.
Rangers lead Motherwell by a goal to nil. Livingston leads Celtic by a goal to nil at the break.
The fastest goals, the expert opinions. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Half time in the two big games. Rangers 1, Motherwell 0. Livingston 1, Celtic 0. Both good games, interesting games in their own way. Motherwell have had actually a huge chance through Tony Watt to equalise. Rangers, of course, as you would expect, having more chances as well. Celtic not created as much as you would think. David Turnbull dragged one wide. Loads of pressure, loads of possession. Max Streich almost dropped one into his own net. But the important things, the big factors here: Rangers 1, Motherwell 0, Livingston 1, Celtic 0. Let's try and go back, sorry, to the Tony Macaroni and see if Alison and Mark are still there. Mark Wilson, what have you made of that first half?
Well, like you described there, Celtic plenty of possession, worked it wide, have had plenty of crosses into the box, but no takers on the other end. I think Obelaye and Fitzwater have been terrific in the centre of defence for Livy, and I think Livy's midfield have worked incredibly hard and done their job. I think the way we described the game before has pretty much panned out that way. Livingston have made it incredibly difficult for Celtic and tried to pack that box and sucked up pressure, and when they could hit in the break, they did, and they took their chance. And it's too often been the case that when teams come up against Celtic, they get one or two chances to attack against them. They more often not score. And you've got to say it was a great finish from Andrew Shinney. Daz is right defensively. I would look at Stephen Welsh, and I was saying before the game he's not done too much to have been left out before, but he was caught flat footed, and Andrew Shinney realised that, nicked in ahead of him, and what a finish it was. Joe Hart had no chance. And I think after that, I thought the response from Celtic was pretty poor, if I'm honest. I expected them to put more pressure on Livy, to move the ball a lot quicker than they did. If anything, it slowed down a wee bit, in my opinion. And to be honest, Livy could have probably been two ahead. I thought Joe Hart's save, sitting here at the ground, I thought it was terrific. You guys, you know, may have been more routine than I thought, but it was a great effort from Fitzwater, and Hart keeps Celtic in the game at 2-0. So Ange Postecoglou will need to have some choice words, I think, with his team in terms of creating more. I was saying to Alison just at the end of the half, has he yet even touched the ball yet? I think I remember him touching it once when he got fouled. Apart from that, very little, and that must be incredibly frustrating for a front man if you're not involved in any of the build-up play. I get he's a penalty box player, but I think if you're Obelaye or you're Fitzwater, apart from defending balls into the box, you've had a pretty easy afternoon in front of you. So Celtic have to be a lot more forceful, I think, in this second half. Move the ball quicker, you know, and that wee bit of quality in the final third. It needs to be much better in the final third, because they've had plenty of chances to deliver quality, but it's been lacking.
I'll caveat this by saying that we've still not been blessed with brilliant angles, but it certainly looks like Rangers' goal was offside. Is that fair?
Yeah.
Again, maybe we need another angle of it.
Yeah, I think if you're Graeme Alexander and you're seeing that at halftime, you feel, you know, a bit hard done by. But take nothing away from Sakali. He's taking his chance. He's got in front. And how the linesman, who's assistant referee, who must have a great position at Gorn, he's looking right across the line on that. Sakala clearly heads that from an offside position.
I mean, Alex, if it is what it looks like to us from the angles we've seen, it doesn't actually look like a tough call, because there's no real movement. Sakala's just standing, you know. Sometimes you get players crossing over and moving in different directions. It looks like that was a bit of an easy one.
Yeah, for me, Gordon, that's clearly offside. You can see when they actually start in position, it's the flick. Sakala's not actually moved. He's just redirected it back on target, and he looks to be, a couple of foot at least, maybe a yard offside. So I feel as if Rangers have been quite fortunate with that goal.
Right, we've got a massive 45 minutes coming up. Can Rangers build on their lead against Motherwell, and can Celtic get back into the game at Livingston? We'll find out next.
Scottish football's league leader. This is Clyde One Super Scoreboard.